Okay, we're looking at the last section of part two, A Game of Chess, in which we move into the kind of common man's world. And it starts out, basically, it seems to be a dialogue between Lil, who has gotten money to get her teeth taken out and smarten herself up, who's already got five children, seems to have had an abortion, and has never been the same after that, nearly died a young George, so... But after she took the pill, she says, but I've never been the same. Albert's been in the war. He's come back. And that's what demobbed means, demobilized. So, you know, he's a civilian again. And the point seems to be, as the bartender's calling last call, hurry up, please, it's time. Again, with that kind of repeated throughout here, it's almost like we're waiting for some kind of apocalypse, some kind of transformation.
Or maybe he's saying, like, it's not necessarily they're waiting for a change. Maybe he's trying to tell them, look, yes, you were demobilized. Yes, obviously, you're quite promiscuous, but it's hurry up, please. It's time for you to change. It's time for you to get over it. It's time for you to do something better with your life.
Well, and I think what Elliot's trying to say is these people are stuck in this route. They're not getting out of it. You know, it's like, you know, if you're not going to give Albert a good time, somebody else will give it to him. You know, this is the new world after the post-war, you know. How are you going to keep them down on the farm?
It seems like their lives are so much more interesting than the intellectual stuff.
Yeah, and in a way, it's a lot more readable. And you know, and they're, you know, in some respect, just like Faulkner did, Elliot's kind of making fun of the lower class. He'll want to know what you done with that money he gave you to get yourself some teeth. He did. I was there. You have them all out, Lil, and get a nice set. He said, I swear, I can't bear to look at you. And no more can't I, said, and think of poor Albert. He's been in the army 4 years. He wants a good time, and if you don't give it him, there's others will, I said. Oh, there is, she said. Something of that, I said. Then I'll know who to thank, she said, and give me a straight look. You know, if he does start fooling around, you know, you're the first person I'm going to come after. She's only 31 and looking so antique. But here you can see that if the intellectuals, the leaders of the culture, have lost their way, as Yeats, we'll look at a Yeats poem where he says, you know, the best lack all conviction and the worst are full of passion and intensity. Mm-hmm. Well, here the best lack all conviction. And the lower orders who would take leadership from them, they're just kind of lost and struggling. They don't know what they fought this war for. And what'd you get married for if you don't want children? She already had five, you know, but it's just like, then we end with this, good night, Bill, good night, Lou, good night, May, you know, as if they're kind of drunkenly saying good night to each other. And then we go into this, you know, folk song, good night, ladies, good night, sweet ladies, good night, good night, where it becomes almost a song. Well, we
think it's interesting that,
yeah,
hurry up, please, it's time is repeated five times. She has five kids, and that would be something that a woman would say if she was going into labor.
Still would have picked up on that.